Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Have you ever heard the expression, "Thank my lucky stars"? People use it to express gratitude for some good fortune. However, the Bible urges believers in Christ to thank God for all of his blessings. That sentiment is the focus of this brief devotional given at our 2020 Thanksgiving service at Harvest Community Church.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. You're probably watching this or listening to it on Thanksgiving weekend of the year 2020. That's when it was first released. And wow, what a year 2020 has been, right? You know, the history of Thanksgiving in our country also reflects the value of giving thanks in both good times and bad times. In the small Plymouth colony in 1621, as English pilgrims feasted with Indians who brought gifts of food as a gesture of goodwill, many of their number had died. They looked beyond their circumstances to thank God. In 1777, over 100 years later, the Continental Congress proclaimed a national day of thanksgiving after the American Revolution victory at the Battle of Saratoga. But it was 12 years later that George Washington proclaimed another national day of thanksgiving in honor of the ratification of the Constitution and requested that the Congress finally make it an annual event. They declined. And it would be another 100 years and the end of a bloody civil war before President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November Thanksgiving Day. That was in 1865. And it was really another 40 years before the tradition really caught on. Biblically, giving thanks to God is encouraged. And we have a tradition here at Harvest. On the weekend after Thanksgiving, we open the floor to the congregation so they can share briefly what they're thankful for. On that day, we shorten the regular things we do. We shorten our music time. We shorten the sermon. In fact, the sermon becomes a devotional, which that's what this is here. Now, we are fully and joyfully committed to expository preaching in our church. In fact, we just finished going through every chapter of the book of Genesis. We believe in that. But on this special service, once a year, we change it up. And that's what you're listening to or watching right now. 2020 has been an unprecedented year. In my more than 60 years of life, I don't remember any other one like it. COVID, racial tensions, political fighting, protests, riots, general ugliness in society. In addition, what has happened in society since last Thanksgiving, many in this body of ours have experienced joys and sorrows since last Thanksgiving. It's really easy to be thankful when all is well. Though the challenge in those moments is to not take God's blessings for granted. But what about when things aren't so easy? What about a year like 2020? How does Thanksgiving fit now? Well, in Exodus chapter 2, we find a group of people that undoubtedly had a hard time giving thanks. As I mentioned, we just spent over a year teaching through the book, the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and the closing chapters of that book centered on how God raised up the man Joseph to become second in command in Egypt and to be humanly responsible for saving many lives. When we come into Exodus, Joseph has died. And a new king has come to power in Egypt that didn't know Joseph. The people of God, Israel, were oppressed. They had become a large nation, but they were oppressed. Moses was born. He later killed an Egyptian and he fled to Midian. And there was worse oppression. Now, in that context, let's turn our attention to Exodus 2. 23 to 25. During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery, went up to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. So, based on that passage, let me just mention four things that we can be thankful for. You see the first one there. The first one is that God listens to our prayers. See what it says there at the beginning? God heard their groaning. God listens to our prayers. The second thing is that God remembers what he has promised. He remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We talked a lot about that covenant and those three great leaders, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, over the last year at Harvest. God promised to make a great nation of them, to give them a land, a seed, to bless all nations through Abraham. And it looked like that maybe God had forgotten that while they're struggling in Egypt as slaves, in bondage. Well, God remembers what he had promised, and that's what it says. He never forgot it. It's not like God forgot it. Oh, now I remember it. No, that's just the biblical figure of speech of just saying that God was fully aware of that and acted on it. Well, the third thing is that God sees everything that happens. Look at verse 25. What happened? God looked on the Israelites. God sees it. The fourth thing to be thankful for is that God is concerned about us, his people. It says he looked on the Israelites and he was concerned about them. Four great things to be thankful for. Now, later in the book of Exodus, the Israelites are freed from Egypt. They come to the Red Sea where they experience a supernatural deliverance. And that event is a picture of our salvation from sin. We are taken out of bondage and miraculously saved by God. And after they reach the other side, chapter 15 of Exodus tells us what they did. Exodus 15, 1. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. And that is exactly what we're going to do at Harvest. Whether you attend the virtual service or one of the two in-person services on Sunday, November 29th, 2020, we're going to praise God. We're going to give thanks to God. We're going to remember the ways he has delivered us. We're going to recount his might and strength and salvation in large ways and small ways. We're going to invite people to speak up and tell the world about who God is and what he has done in your lives. And then we will close that time by celebrating that ultimate victory and deliverance, not through the Red Sea, but salvation from sin, oppression, judgment, the wrath of God, through what Jesus Christ did for us by dying on the cross. And we're going to remember that by taking communion as he ask us to. So let me ask you today, what do you want to thank God for? What do you want to thank God for? Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's be thankful people.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.